Chapter 9, Why the Seven Deacons Were Chosen. This chapter is based on: In those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. The early church was made up of many classes of people, of various nationalities. At the time of Pentecost, there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Among those of the Hebrew faith were some known as Grecians. Between them and the Jews of Palestine there had long existed distrust. Those who had been converted were united by Christian love. Despite former prejudices, all were in harmony with one another. But Satan sought to take advantage of former habits of thought, thereby to introduce disunion into the church. The enemy succeeded in arousing the suspicions of some who had been in the habit of finding fault with their spiritual leaders, and so there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews. The cause of complaint was an alleged neglect of the Greek widows in the daily distribution of assistance. Prompt measures must be taken to remove all occasion for dissatisfaction, lest the enemy bring division among the believers. Under the wise leadership of the apostles, the church was continually enlarging, and this growth brought increasingly heavy burdens on those in charge. There was necessity for a distribution of the responsibilities borne faithfully by a few during the earlier days. The apostles must lay on others some of the burdens thus far borne by themselves. Summoning the believers, the apostles stated that the spiritual leaders should be relieved from the task of distributing to the poor and from similar burdens. They must be free to preach the gospel. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer, and to the ministry of the word. This advice was followed, and by prayer and laying on of hands, seven chosen men were set apart as deacons.